This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What's upset you now?
I tell you what. Just occasionally, you think about yourself, you idiot. I have a pathological need to let people know that I know stuff. And I will catch myself sometimes.
Are you aiming this at me?
No. Occasionally, I'll be like, why did you feel the need to let... You know, you just have to prove that you know stuff. And this happened last night. There is a new Mexican takeaway place near where I live. And I've been there a few times. And I went in there last night. And I went in and they've asked me this every time. And they said it last night. And they were like, right, have you had a burrito before? And I went, yeah, I've had loads of them. Loads of them. What, like, they'd have been perfectly within their rights to go, all right, burrito boy. All right, Los Banditos. Oh, here he is. Didn't realise the mayor of Mexico was in town. Loads of, oh yeah, mate. Cool, what I don't know about burritos isn't worth knowing. You know what I mean, though? Where you're just sort of like, someone will be having a conversation, so you have to throw in, like, additional facts that only experts would know. Oh, well, of course, you know, that's actually produced, little known fact, that's actually produced by David Byrne from the Talking Heads.
What benefit? And the thing is, I get paranoid when I do things like that. I always think, it's not paranoid. I imagine I'm right. I just think, that person thinks I'm a wanker.
I know, yeah. I mean, it's...
Straight away.
I think we've spoken about this before, but that is, of all the negative character traits, know-it-all is the worst one.
Yes. Yes.
Or sort of perceived know-it-all. Someone that's just like, oh, yeah. No, what do you want there, mate? Oh, yeah. Well, if you want a beer, I'll tell you where you want to go. I know this little beer shop, and they've got all the imported beers in there, mate. It is, you want to get... You know all of the best stuff.
I mean...
Oh, God, sorry. Why did I even bother? I should have phoned you first and checked.
Well, do you know what I think? You're turning the gun in on yourself now, talking about why do you try and let people know that you know things. The way I turn the gun in on myself this week is I have got to start realizing that I am angry about something simply because I have not eaten. And I know there's a phrase for this.
Oh, my God.
I know there's a phrase for this. I know it's called hangry, and I know we all know that. But I think, and this is a very, and you will, what's it, when you take the stand in court, not protest, you are, when you're a witness.
Concur.
You'll see what I mean. This is a very me thing to say. I think I get hanger the most.
No.
You think you get it more than me?
No.
I'm so
bad at it,
Paul. I think my
wife gets hangry the most.
I'm just... It's got to stop. Like, eat. Just fucking eat. It's absolutely insane.
I don't believe this. Who's moved that chair? Right, okay, what's going on here? That chair is not even in my way.
I'm walking through Shepherd's Bush. We're looking for a restaurant. And we mess up. We can't find one. I'm walking through Shepherd's Bush. I'm literally going, I hate people.
It's people. I hate people. It's everyone's people's fault. People's fault. I can't have the restaurant. Everyone just fucks it up. And then, bang.
One slice of bread. Do you know what? I like people.
Well, I just want one poppadom in. You know what? I'm so glad I'm surrounded by people today.
Do you know what I love about this area? It's always just so busy. I love the hustle and bustle. You know, God, I'd hate to live somewhere where there's quiet and dead.
That's exactly it. It's just insane. And I think because I'm not that. I know you try and be good, don't you? You try and be kind of veggie.
Yes.
Flexitarian or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, doesn't sound very Winchester to me. That sounds very London. Oh, London.
I am no longer identified. You know, with all of these things, it is fluid. I would not say I am currently identifying as a flexitarian. I think I am. I think once you sort of cross over into the realms of eating meat for breakfast, lunch and dinner, you can no longer...
Once you are walking down the street and kicking foxes, you can no longer identify as a veggie. No, right? But I think, but you're like me. I know you're like me like this. It comes with a guilt.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like porkers, I'm getting better now. I will resist pork. I was with someone the other day. We were in a Japanese restaurant. They said they ordered pork gyozas and they asked me if I wanted one. And I was like, no, I'm out. I'm not eating the pig. The pig looks too much like my dog. I can't do that, right?
See, my problem with that is it's sort of like, if you're like, it's on the table anyway. I don't know. It's just sort of like, I know what you mean. It's just sort of like, I feel like, you know, if I don't eat meat, it's one less person. There's one person less of a demand for it. Do you know what I mean? But those pork gyozas have been ordered anyway.
Well, it's the opposite of what I used to do. If I saw Ghostbusters on the cheap in HMV when I was a teenager, even though I owned several copies of it, I would buy it again, hoping that that data would get back to Sony and then make a third one.
That's great. I love that. I don't. But I sort of.
Did they make a third one?
They did. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes, you are welcome.
I always get really annoyed when. I mean, I quite often will buy duplicates of records that I already own. I come back and go, like, shit, I didn't even realise I own that. But equally, I hate it when I see a really nice copy of an album that I already own, which is like really well priced. I'm like, I paid 25 quid for that. And it happened the other day. I was in Aberdeen and I saw an album up there, which you don't see that often. And it was 6 quid. And I'm like, oh, man.
I won't know it, but...
It's Go Wild by an old sort of... like a crusty punk band called Culture Shock. So it's sort of like reggae punk. I was going to use the word fusion then, but I stopped myself. just sort of like... Yeah, and the thing about it is, they were really sort of right on band. Let me just see if I can find my copy of it here. But like... They used to have it printed on the label, pay no more than £4.50. So, like, when they made the records, they would have it so that you couldn't sell it for more than a certain price. Obviously, now this is, years ago. Oh, there we go. That's I found a copy of it there. So,
have you listened to it?
Pay no more than £3.25, this one. Have I listened to it? Yeah, I used to listen to it all the time when I was, like, 15. So this one says pay no more than £3.25. And it's actually got an R Price sticker on it, which is £2.99. So good to see that R Price were taking heed and not paying any more than the stipulated £3.25. But then I paid £25 for my copy of this. This copy of this. I have got an original copy that I bought at the time, but it's absolutely shagged.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers.
To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
But right, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
With the meat.
Yeah.
And me and you, we get a guilt over it. We try to avoid it, and we end up getting sucked in. Right. End up getting pulled back in. But I've always thought. I mean, I was in the country the other day, and I was looking at sheep, and the sheep were looking.
You were
at me
looking at sheep or looking for sheep?
I was looking at sheep. Sheep.
I was going
to
say that
me.
Is the at or for are the crucial words. It sounds like a weird Liam Neeson film or something a lot more sinister. We got to looking for sheep, right? Okay, sorry. Are you from this area?
Could you put some trousers on? Please. No, I was looking at a sheep. A sheep was looking back at me. We were stood in the road together. We were in the middle of nowhere, and I was looking at sheep, and the sheep was.
Well, so where were you? Oh, this is on your trip to the Lake District. I was going to say, right?
Yes, yeah, I was in the Lake. That was in Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah, you're going to be there a while, mate.
It was in Boots, actually. Big Q. The sheep was just buying some tampons. I don't know why I said tampons. I do know
because
why I said
sheep
tampons.
Look like tampons.
It's actually just because I'm looking at a tampon.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. I don't know.
An explanation at last. Finally. Why did I say that one? Because I'm looking at one. Okay, no further questions. Let's move on. The Men Who Stare at Tampons. It's a new Brad Pitt film. I mean, I can't believe I thought you were weird looking at sheep, but this is... I didn't realise we hadn't peaked at that point. What an odd man.
No. Let me explain.
Please do.
I emptied my bag that Grace had formerly been using, and there was a tampon had come out and was just randomly on my desk. So I happened to, when I said the sheep were buying, I just glanced, and I glanced at a tampon. I wasn't like looking at a tampon.
I didn't look at it. I glanced. Did you look at it? No, I glanced. It was a glance. Okay, right. Well, now you've finished glancing at tampons, please carry on with the sheep story.
Because all I was
you're
saying
not out of the woods yet, Sean.
Fucking hell! All I'm saying is that I was looking at the sheep. The sheep were looking back at me. I was like, "You're right," and it was kind of just chewing some grass. It was looking at me.
I love those moments.
One of the few
animals I do like that sort of when you look, and that's when I go like, "I can't believe I eat animals."
This is what I mean, right? This is what I mean. So I had this discussion with my friend. I came back. I went back to the country house, and I was like, "There's no way we're meant to be eating this."
No.
Like that. Not, that was my friend.
It's bad for you, aside from anything else.
What?
Well, eating animals is not good for you, is it?
What? But I thought it is. Like you go to the chickens.
I don't think it's good for you. I mean, it's a good source of protein. I think if you're a bodybuilder, but I am not a bodybuilder. So. Well, it's good, mate. It's good for, yes. you know, I think that only sort of cuts it if you are on your way back from a heavy session at the gym, which I very infrequently am.
Right. So, okay, I didn't know that. I thought, right, so
well,
anyway.
You didn't know that
so...
I was very infrequently on my way back from a heavy session at the gym. Sorry, mate. It's just, I'm just genetically blessed.
So had the moment with sheep. I'm like, I'm going, there's no way you meant to eat that. That was a mate down there I'd made. He couldn't communicate it with me, but he was definitely trying to communicate with me, or she, 2022. So... What I said was,
what are you on about?
I don't know.
Isn't that? So, I mean, I've never ever the phrase "when you're in a hole, stop digging" applied. I think this anecdote would be firmly.
What am I trying to say? Basically, I then realised last night when I'm hangry, I realised that in the state I was in at Shepherd's Bush yesterday, looking for a restaurant, I definitely could have punched that sheep. And that is the evolutionary.
Wow.
That is the evolutionary reason that
I
you
did
get
not see
hangry.
That coming.
But you get hangry so that you have it in you to get in there with a deer and fucking have it.
Oh, you think it's like an evolutionary thing?
Definitely. You send yourself mad so that you can fucking punch a deer and go, right, fucking come here, I'm going to eat you, you cunt.
God, I sound like Millwall away. Sheep in Stone Island jumpers. Come here, you muggy little slag.
That's the reason.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Professor Walsh, yet again, with one of his whack job theories, which along the way took in tampons. Unbelievable. Today's TED Talk, Why Do We Get Hangry, by Professor Sean Walsh.
So that we can fucking nut deer, you cunt.
Let's have it right. Wow. Oh, okay. God. But yes, it is incredible. It's just, you go like, I was just hungry. The world isn't a terrible place to live.
I know. I think it's worse than being tired. Don't go.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of What's Upset You Now. We really appreciate you listening. If you would like more of this, we have a Patreon. Which is a subscription you could sign up to for as little as £3 a month, and you get an hour-long episode each and every Monday morning.
Fucking
imagine how much better your life would be.
God.
How much better your week would be if you woke up every Monday morning to an hour-long episode of this. For £3 a month, it's a great way to support the podcast.
What a life.
There's loads of old episodes that you can catch up on once you sign up.
40 hours.
It's amazing. For over 40 hours, Sean.
Paul, people that listen to What's Upset You Now, send in voice notes of the things that have pissed them off.
Oh, my God. You get a chance to ask us questions.
Oh!
Sean does sing a song at the end of every episode, but don't let that put you off. The rest of it is fucking brilliant. Go to patreon.com/WUYN and join the What's Upset You Now Patreon. We would love to have you on board, and you will get an hour-long episode every Monday morning.
Join the squad, people.